This year, we have a special schus. This man in the Kol, starting from Pesach, when the Kol took on a new initiative, a chabura of older young light, and a chabura of senior year older young light, and some local rabbanim from different shuls got together in a chabura in the Kol in second Seder in the afternoon to learn Shulchan Aruch halacha. And as part of that, we searched to find a poisek that could lead the chabura and give a jocha in the piske halacha and be available for shailas. And we were able to find Rav Chashwal from New York to be able to direct us in this. And it's a big schus for us to have him as part of the mission over here in the Kol and to be leading this particular chabura. And available for the Rabbanim and available for the Tzibur when he comes. And Mitzvah Shem, he'll be here every so often. So it worked out that he's here today, and it's our tremendous chus to be able to introduce him to the community and to be able to hear a shir from him on these inyanim. Okay, so
the schus is mine, and the schia to see a mokom Torah in such a merchak, such a distance from our center of Torah, let's call it Brooklyn or New Jersey. It's a schia to know that Baruch Hashem there is a kollel which is dedicated not only for themselves privately, personally, for their aliyah, but the aliyah of the people too, the needs of the Tzibur, of the Kehillah. Tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, we're going to read from the Parshas in Yisroi, Vayered Moshe min ha'hor el ha'am. Moshe Rabbeinu went down straight from the mountain to the people. Rashi says, Melamed shelo pono la'asokov. He did not engage himself into his personal needs. But Moshe Rabbeinu had a chain of stores that they had to go to his business. Asokov, what did he have? Ela minohor el am. What's minohor el am? What, he has business to go to? In the highest madrega that he was in Arboim Yoim, or the days before Kabbalah Satorah, yet he was able and he had the sensitivity to go down to the lowest madrega of the simplest yid. And that's a kosher meod. To be Rosh Hashamayim and the Sulam Mutzav Arza in the bottom. And to understand the needs of the Kehila and to bring it to them, to feel the responsibility and the achrayas. And that's also the inyan from halacha lemaise. A person can learn, that's up there. But by Yered Moshe, everyone has to come down from minohor el ha'am, practical, lemaise, what to do. That's the inyan from halacha. A person can learn a sugya, can learn poiskim, can learn a lot, can know a plenty, and halacha he cannot decide. Halacha is a dangerous undertaking because it's a big achrayus. But I call upon him, if we know what is the shaila, at least we are aware of the questions. The subject that they decided is inyan from chinuch. It's a big sugya. It's all over. It's a big sugya. Chinuch is very long. But we'll go gradually to give the klolim in Shulchan Aruch, which is in Shin Mem Gimel Hilchos Shabbos. There, the Mechaber paskens, cotton oichel nevelus, en bezdin metzuvim lehafrishoi. When a cotton does any avera, that's called oichel nevelus, is a moshel. is no one is metzuve to stop him. Bezdin doesn't mean bezdin. Bezdin means any yid. Aval oviv metzuve ligor boy ulhafrisho min ha'isurim. That is the chiyuv of the father to prevent him, to stop him. Ulhaachilu beyadayim, and to feed him physically. Osur afilu dvorim she'asurim mederabonim midivrei sofrim. Even to feed him isurim derabonim. So like this, if it's someone else, a stranger, if I see a cotton walking into a to buy himself a burger, you could ignore it. But Aviv has to stop him. And to feed him Isurim is everyone is Osur. There's nothing to do with Aviv. That's a posuk of Loto Chilum, Kisheket Sem Lachem, Loto Chilum, the Gemara says in Evomes, Kuf Tesvov. Lota chilum means lota achilum, don't feed them. Feeding doesn't mean food only, any isur. Even to take a leather shoe, and put it on his foot on Yom Kippur. You're not feeding, but you're giving him an isur, and you malpish him an isur. Or if you dress him in shatnez chalila, things like that. Is beyadayim is osur afilu dvorim she'asurim midivre soferim. Even to feed him, Isurim de Rabbonan. For example, Gvinos Akum, Trefene cheese. It's asur to give him, even if it's only the Rabbonan, to feed him biyadayim. V'chen osu lehargil loy bechilul Shabbos, afil b'dvorim shem mishum shvus. Asur to feed him chilul Shabbos. Lehargil loy means, not to get him trained, but to feed him chilul Shabbos. To tell him pick up mukze, to bring him to a situation that he's going to do an isur. That's the isur. Now there are many applications to this. Many, many applications. I'll go through with the achronim today. Everything is ready. You don't have to work a lot. The work is done. The achronim get everything together and everything is available. A cotton that comes to extinguish the light on Shabbos. And you see it. Good. Your son is going to turn off the switch. Cotton that has no das atzmis, 2 years old, 3 years old, and he does it 4 years old, he does it because, for Aviv, who did he do it for? Al das Aviv is osur, because Aviv is metzuve al shvisosoi. The love of lo ta'aseh melacha ta'u bincho. Bincho means a son, a child, shelo yigia lechinuch. Because if yigia lechinuch, that's needless to say. So on Shabbos there is a chidush that even lo yigia lechinuch, we'll see later what lo yigia lechinuch is, what age is that. Yet Oviv is metzuve to stop him. That's a major zach also. Therefore, any meloche, let's say there is even a fire, chas v'shalom. If there is no sakona, he cannot do it. So the father is mechuyav lehafrisho afilu lo yigia lechinuch. And that's like we said, it's the oraisa digedin. Lo ta'aseh melacha ata ubincho. There's a biur haloche here who brings Rabbi Kveiger that the oilam is noheg. Hey. The oilam is noheg to give a sidur or a machzor or a chumash to a cotton to bring it to shul. Kosa b'tshuva shabbi kveiger al dvar tiltul asforim lebet hakneset b'makom shen eruv al yedei tinok. Nu. That's for sure you're feeding him an isur. I mean, the chumash is not an isur, but he's walking out of the house. Is the only heter he finds on the Shita Sarashbo who disagree, who is cholik on the Mechaber. I mean, the Mechaber is cholik on the Rashbo. The Mechaber says, even Isurim the Rabbon on Yelala to feed him, so surely not to carry outside, even if it's not the Shus Arabim, even if it's only Carmelis. But the Rashbo holds, you could feed him Isurim the Rabbon. Oh, according to the Rashbo, you could feed Gvinus Akum, craft cheese to a cotton, if he needs it, for any reason. The Mechaber doesn't pass through like the Rashba, but the people are Shemech on the Rashba. V'yesh takon liten latino kachumash v'asidu she'isa lebes ha'kneses le'tzorech atzmo for himself. U'mimela itztaref ha'godol imo le'ispale li'achad. And then the God will use it. The Olam is, kach nir'eh, it appears to be, lefi ha'mechaber, this will be very hard. To do something against the Mechaber for the Sfardim will be very hard. The Bir Halacha brings the Rabbi Kveger, and surely those who are not bedavka bound to the Mechaber, zichet, they could rely on Rabbi Kveger or anything similar. Any other is surim derabonan when the Kotan needs it. Kotan needs a sidur in shul. He needs a chumash. He needs it. He doesn't have to have a pikuach nefesh.
This is about laig yelchenach.
Yeah, but look at the chinuch. Yeah, there is a besalevi on the chumash. The grease on the chumash in lo ta'aseh melacha ta'u bincho ubitecho. There he is warned, because Be'etzem, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, almost doesn't appear this din of lo ta'aseh melacha ta'u bincho ubitecha, that asur to feed minatoyro is asur to feed isurim even lo igia lechinuch on Shabbos. B'makoton b'chalel Shabbos on his own, and the father knows, and he sees the father, and the father is not monea him. He is over olot ha'aseh melacha ta'u bincho, the tate. Das agrach mibrisk shekevan she'av metzuve al shvisas b'noi nechshav b'zeh she'abba b'chalel Shabbos mamesh. Benasa kemumar lechal Shabbos, the father. Father didn't do anything. Behav she ha'isur al ha'av hu rak belav, it's only a lav. Komo kom leches Shabbos chamura yosem mishari surim, and he becomes a mumar lechal Shabbos by him doing nothing besides keeping quiet to the chilu Shabbos of his son. This is shalein achronim, if a person is chayav on shvisas b'noi on Yom Tov, but a Shabbos, we have to be very careful that they should not do any Chilul Shabbos, even lo igia lechinuch, so long they understand, don't do it. Of course, a year and a half, then don't do it, do it again. That's a gonisht. That's not even shayach, afilu. You don't have to tie his hands, that's for sure not. But once he understands, don't do, and if you'll do, Tati will be upset. Enough. He doesn't have to understand what Shabbos is, no Bria Sa'olam, no Emuna, no Ma'aseh Bereishis, all that he doesn't need to know. That's lo yigia lechinuch. But yet he knows, don't do it.
I thought he's doing it for the father. He's doing it for himself. And,
yeah, you know. The father is a mitzvah when the father knows and is doing al das oviv. Mm-hmm. If you look in the Sefer there, in the Griz al Torah and the Chumash, you'll see that there was a Ma'aseh about it. He brings down a maise that the Olam wanted to, similar to Rabbi Kveger's question, to involve a son to do a certain chilul Shabbos for the needs of the parents. And that's a poshtelav. Changing the subject, which will be very important for the next inyan, chinuch haktanim for midas. For midas. What about Shabbos now? For Yirah Shamayim, for Loshon Hara, for that, let's call it that machlaka, that department. Rav Nissim Karelis holds that even the mother who some and many Rishonim hold is not chayav in chinuch, for mitzvahs, for isurim, for midas she is. That is poshut atitosh torat imecha, very simple. What most common shala are to give a cotton to eat on Shabbos before Kiddush. Today, now, the Shabbos is late. Those who make late Shabbos, I don't know. It's late, the Kiddush is 9:30, yes. And the cotton eats. It's in shul. It's at home. Before, without Kiddush, and it's already Shabbos. Is the Mechaber Paskens in the Minek, in Resh Samach Tes, No Yagim Lekadesh Vebet HaKneset, it was an altar minhag the Rishonim spoke about. of Kiddush in Beta Knesset, Big Shaila, Makom Suda, Nishu Makom Suda, Orchim, Bechulu Bechulu. Problem. If the Kiddush is a kosher Kiddush, valid because it's Mosuda or not. But the Minag was like Kaddish in Beta Knesset. Ve'en la Mekadesh lit'om minayayin. The Mekadesh is not tasted because it's not a Kiddush, there's no Suda. Ela mat'imoy lekotn. Give it to a kotn. No, if it's not good for you, how do you give it to a kotn? Kotn zokter, kotn shelo yigia lechinuch. Ava lekotn shigia lechinuch, 6 or 7. Oh, 6 or 7 is already yigia lechinuch for kiddush. Because he knows Shabbos. He can halat it without kiddush. He doesn't know what Kiddush is, nor he knows what Shabbos is. But he knows he's in Alati. It's a very, very common. People bring kids to shul in the winter, in the summer, so there is the candy man who gives out lollies. So everybody behaves by Kabbalah Shabbos and those. And Reb Shimon is a candy man, has the bag full of lollies, and he gives them out, and everybody behaves. It's very good, by the way. But they're eating before Kiddush. Boss? It's an aseh, but it's an issur to eat. You're right, the aseh of Kiddush, but it's an issur to eat. It's not only a mitzvah aseh, psazoi tefillin. It's an issur to eat in Rosh, in Psochim, and there is also, from the Rosh, there is a tshuva. Moshe Feinstein, that the issur is that no achila should be on Shabbos only b'mokom Kiddush. You know, it's not en Kiddush ala b'mokom Suda, fakert. En Suda ala b'mokom Kiddush. You cannot eat unless it's. I cannot translate it. It's mekudash ale dekidush. It's sanctified. The ochel has to be mekudash. How you mekadesh the ochel? How you mekadesh food? Mit kiddush. So the issue of the achila, the zachin, it toignished. I the zach is glad. Oh, that's a good. No problem. We had it yesterday. Oh, but today, as a zach, tomen ishasan. Kiddush. And Kiddush on Suda and Kiddush nicht. The whole Kiddush is for the Suda. It's not a Zeitige Sach. Okay, you need a Suda. Verkehrt. You're not allowed to eat unless it's Mekudash, the food. Shabbos is Kodesh. Shabbos is Kodesh, and the day is Kodesh. And the Ochel has to be Kodesh. Only Mekadesh the Ochel. With Kiddush. So if you eat without Kiddush, the Ochel is, the Kodesh, the Ochel is Chol. I'm itonish Essen Chol in Shabbos.
I thought this kid doesn't have to come to Kiddush. He can keep playing because he's not
Yilat. But eventually he's not at it. Eventually he can eat. Sometimes he's going to eat, no? Well, he doesn't have to eat Kiddush Beseder. Aval, he has to eat. And you cannot feed him. If he takes a different story. But the mommy cannot give him the soup or the kugel because she's giving him holdik food. That's the issue to feed him. Yes. Absolutely. The Rav Esek Nish, they should decide. But the candy man is a problem.
Kiddush, then how could there be an issue on him to
give for Kiddush? He gives him.
There's no inyan for him to have Kiddush. How is he allowed to eat on Shabbos altogether?
Tarek
says that there's no such din for a
country. No, why not? No. No. The afilu lekotan im lo yigia lechinuch. Yeah, I'm talking yigia lechinuch. 6 or 7.
Only
yigia lechinuch. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, 6. And this chelik is yigia lechinuch. 6, 7. Kids, minchamayrish. 6, 7. That's what he. So 6, 7 is man. Kol chad lefim churpe, according to how smart he is, but basically 6, 7.
Somebody can make on Rebbe
Tavet.
What?
No.
Somebody can make on
Rebbe
Tavet. Kid, on this day, you have three kids. Which Rebbe
Tavet? Say, if you
make on, let's say,
40
minutes,
that. But they were mekabel Shabbos already, the Olam. His father, his mother. No. It could be. I'm always after Rebbe Tavet, too. I'm always after Rebbe Tavet, he comes home. And he's hungry, and he's right, and the mother, the father cannot say Kiddush unless he gives him a psazach. Yeah. That's in Kiddush. And of course, Kiddush in the day, and of course, Havdalah at night. When Avdol at night is late, it's a problem. Children have to go to sleep early, especially when the house is Baruch Hashem Mesuder, Azovi Ba'unz. Everyone has a house Mesuder. And bedtime is 8 o'clock when Avdol is 9:30. Fine, but tomorrow morning, Abdullah, on a glass of milk. Before he is the cold cereal, a glass of milk, Shehakol on Hamavdil. Either he says it, or his mother says it for him, or his father says it for him.
You can't make it with the cereal inside?
Rabzi, everything. You are always original. Always original. Very good, no problem. Stamanat. You need a kosher if he is. Kosher if he is of cholov, of milk, which is Hamar Medina, Pashtos, for in this country. So that's in Havdalah. That's a very important. You go to sleep early, and the Havdalah is not gone.
Child that goes to sleep before, he can't be awake then. He's not a
gilchinuch
copy that. If that's not, he's not awake during that
mitzvah. He likes to be up. The mother doesn't let him.
Shabbos morning,
he has to stay up, no problem.
Shabbos morning, what time, at what point is he mechoyav in kiddush?
Immediately.
Why do you eat before Shachris?
Fine, he's mechoyav in kiddush. I don't know what point. Because he's no chiyuv tefillah, I mean to say. And the chiyuv kiddush comes after davnim by us, and he has no chiyuv tefillah. No, Mr. Tanner will be like the mother, most probably. Like an Isha.
Shabbos morning, if he went to sleep before Kiddush, Leil Shabbos, he should make his own Kiddush.
Shlichet. Yeah, very good remark. If Leil Shabbos, he also went to sleep early, because for the same reason. He was tired, the place was... So he has a Kiddush Deoraita he had to do. Mit Abrocha, mit Kaddish HaShabbos, in the daytime. Yeah. So everything chinuch is lefi churpo, according to how sharp he is, how brilliant he is, how smart he is. In tzitzis, when he's mitatef also, basically mitatef, the achronim, Rabbi Yoshi, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, all of them said, basically by 3 years old. At Talis Koton, by 3 years old, basically zikr chayav. Around 3 or 4, Talis Koton, which is of every day. Or to eat without a broche. By 3, he could say words. He could already say a brocha. Or to eat macholos asures, or to eat something without a hechsher, that the father is hired to mafrish him, or to feed him, or a mother to bring him to a cemetery, and the father is a kohen, and the mother has an echves, a matzeva dos, shtelen for her babe, her tere babe, and she has no babysitting, and she takes him. He doesn't know what he is. She's metame kohen with her own hands, which is a lav deoraita, as if she fed him chas v'shalom a McDonald's burger. Not only that, when she's pregnant, there is a rokach that the shach brings in chasavelus of a problem of a pregnant lady to walk in into besachayim, into a hospital where there is a dead body for sure. All right, there's a sfik sfiker. Sofek zohar, sofek nekeve. If you don't think sulamar zohar, maybe a nefel. And if it's a nefel, there's no issue to metame a nefel. It's not a bar kayoma. Sfik sfiker, the first sfik sfiker, the mekil. When she is expecting, let's say today they know for sure it's a boy. There's no sfik sfiker anymore. They have ultrasound and they'll tell you what when. Is only one sofek, which is sofek nefer, sofek dos. Maybe she's also to walk into a cemetery or a hospital at Vadai, there is a met. The Marshal, in Brooklyn, there is, should you heard, my money, this hospital, which has a sign when there is a met in the hospital, a Yiddish met. So the Kohanim should not enter. And the mother enters to visit again her grandmother, nothing to do with Kohen. And she's expecting, but she knows it's going to be a boy. Same shaila, same problem.
The issue that maybe she'll give birth, or the issue.
No. She's metamehim. Now, afanemes. There's such a thing of tahara bluo, when the tahara is absent. I would say bluo, hidden. It's not here. After all, it's in somewhere else. Is Tahara Blua ishiz mitzuve on that or not? If there is an issue on Tahara Blua, is the achronim a machmir be'emet? If she's going to give birth, avada is muta. She's going to visit someone that she could do without it, better to refrain. Even the mother, she's also mitzuve on lo ta'achilum, not to feed any kohen tuma. Does it make a difference?
So should she not give birth in a hospital?
No, that far no. It's a very good question, by the way. That's a very good question. The Achronim spoke how she allowed to go to give birth. That's even worse. That's even worse. It's not Tahara Blua anymore.
Right.
It won't be Tahara Blua. The moment that birth starts and pain starts and labor starts, it's not Blua anymore. It's on the way not to be Blua, on the way out. And that is not. That's not a problem. Because she's going to give birth. And you cannot tell her give birth somewhere else. That's excuse me? No, she's not a mumar if she's over on one. No, that's only in Shabbos. Mumar of Shabbos is very chomur. Mumar to be on Lota Achilum, it has to be very unusual. As she does, and it's nothing. Mumar of one love is not a mumar. Mumar of Shatnez is the garnished. He's kosher for everything. Mumar le Shatnez, mumar le Neveles. It's nothing. I mean, it's an issue, but you don't become an under a mensch, like Mumar Lechal Shabbos. I'm quoting the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozner in Bnei Brak Zatzal, She'av k'shi yodat she'ha'ubar zohor, mutala li'ikones, to the Bet Cholim, to the hospital, and therefore should they are hidden. Because until Havlad is misoyrer to go out, it's Tahara Blua. And Tahara Blua doesn't become Tomeh. The Tahara is hidden. The Met is Golui. But the Tahara is hidden. But when the baby is born already, he's in maternity, Chvesos, and he's a Kohen, and he's in the hospital, Yiddish hospital, and he's there. How long? The mother stays 3 days.
Yeah.
But because she needs it. The baby doesn't need it. Take him out as soon as possible. After 24 hours, take him home. Take him home after 24 hours. Ulehotzi et atinok mi bet acholim leachar halleda, after birth, mishum tuma hasakohanim, kosa b'shevet ha-levi, shekeva she'im otzricha leishaer, mutal atinok leishaer. Okay. Yeah, but if it's possible to take him out, but let's say for some reason she's not nursing and he's another food source than the mother, then take him. There's no reason. Yesh lakachat atinok leveto ka'avur after 24 hours. Because every minute is there, he's over. Not he's over, you are over, he's not over. That's a major zach, a boy, a zohar, in a Bet Cholim Yehudi, which there is a metin for sure, the nurse is for sure. Here.
Even though you didn't do anything and he didn't.
He's there. The guy was sleeping. The guy has shown the Ramo in Hilchos Avelus, in Hilchos Tumas Kohanim. The guy is sleeping. And then someone dies. And the guy who's sleeping is a Kohen. It's Chayav, you Chayav to wake him up, so he should live. Let him sleep. Who doesn't know? And when he went in, there was no mat in the ohel, in the house, in the room, whatever.
How are you being asked based on lachs of chinuch to the extent to those posts that say that chinuch is a din on the son, not on the parents?
You have to. What the first word you said? How do you adjust?
Address.
It's a matter of adjusting a little bit. It's an address. Adjust. It's not the chiyuv on the son. Cannot be. Hazal will not mechayev. Misha Torah lo chiyuva oto, because the Torah considers him not fully responsible or fully endast. B'mechuyav Hazal did not create him a new chiyuv. Now alehachmi that is chayev. The chiyuv is on the father, but they mean to say that he becomes a mechuyav. He is a mechuyav now. The chiyuv is on the father. Is he mechuyav badovar? So after the father is chayav, he's a mechuyav badovar. Not that the chiyuv chinuch is on the son. Directly, Chazal spoke to a non-das. Until Yud Gimel is no das. Or the das is shlach das. Nu, Yerkum and Chazal, 1:7, no, Zohar says you have no das, we'll make you responsible, you make you chayav. No, it's for sure not. The chiyuv is on the father, but he becomes a mechuyav. Mechuyav adova, like a belehoitzi, someone else, etc. That's mashma in Rashi, in Broches, there by the Maise from Yana Yamelech. That he's a mechuyav badova. Mechuyav badova karina be. He's a mechuyav. He's not, the chiyuv is not on him. He becomes a mechuyav badova. Like Abba Lehoitzi, someone else. He shouldn't say, well, he's not mechuyav. He's only, he's a cheresh.
Is that they apply it by Svira
Somer,
that he starts off as a
katan,
then he becomes...
Very good. Excellent. So the Svira is a Svira. Yeah, so we start off with a chiyuv. So the Svira is a Svira, but you... Yeah. It's not stam... it's a Svira.
The chiyuv stems from the
father. The chiyuv from the father, but after all, it's called a mechuyav badover. It's not stam, he counted the garnished.
Right.
The maise mitzvah, it's considered a maise mitzvah. It's not ptur, like a cheresh.
On the...
These are all lahafish. Lahafish is only lahafish has to do with the
dafka
between
chinuch.
These examples are all
lahafish
from
Yisur. Sometimes not. Depends. You walk in or not. How many times a lady doesn't know, doesn't pay attention? Not only an ubar, a fetus when she's expecting, she could bring a carriage to the hospital. She's going to visit her great grandma. And she is totally innocent and oblivious that the husband is a Kohen. We are not used to kahuna. Like, if she would have truma, cookies in her pocket, book, all of a sudden, she doesn't have. There's nothing to remind her that she's a kahenet. She's the baby is a Kohen.
Does this even apply if the woman's not
mechuyav and chinuch? Yeah, sure. Lo ta'achilum. Lo tetameum, lo ta'achilum doesn't make a difference to who. Yeah. Chinuch is one zach, and lo ta'achilum is something else.
That's
biyadayim. Exactly, that's biyadayim, that's the love. And chinuch is mitzvah de rabbonan. Lo ta'achilum is the oraita. To feed him is the oraita, it's a love. To the extent. I always was wondering, until I found it, today, here, some schus, plenty of schus. We all know ha-holev b'Shabbat, milking a behema lehavdil, it's a melocha, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any question? No question. What is a melocha? Nursing a human being, nursing a human being should be the same melocha. But then when the isha has extra milk and it has to be, so it's a problem. How is she allowed to nurse a baby? She feeds him a melocha. She feeds him a melocha. He's doing the melocha by slowly producing the milk from mother. Wow. So she feeds him, igniting a light. Survive. So we're going to say every baby is pikuach nefesh for the milk of the mother. All right.
If they can't feed him certain
fine. Har Tzvi Rav Hesh Pesach Frank. Kevan shechayavim is a melocha of dash. That's dash, which is threshing, in this case, producing juice, milk from a. From a behema or a havdil, a behema, a human being, or a fruit, it's a melocha dash. But you need a shear, correct? To be chayav. A shear. Okay, grogeres, the volume of a fig. And since he drinks chotzi shear, and it's impossible for him to gather an entire shear, so that chotzi shear, who never is going to become an entire shear, כיוון שביניק הסתינוק אף פעם לא יצטרף לשיר כגרוגרס כיוון שכל טיפה וטיפה he swallows ובוטל מן האוילום. ולכן האיסור הוא מדרבונון, ומשום צער התינוק מותר להניקוי. חצי שיעור של מן התורה, כן, חוזי להצטרופה. חוזי להצטרופה, את קובי מצורף. If I milk, I don't know, if I milk a cow, חצי שיעור, if I milk another חצי, it's מצורף to the first. But here, the milking goes into, disappears, and then you get the other drop. So, akoponim, only to show how chomor is this din of lota achilum, that they weren't even thinking how is allowed to nurse. And basically, we are here going to the next step of chinuch in tznius. Let's go now into. There's two kinds of chinuch. There's a chinuch of mitzvahs and there's a chinuch of isurim. Two different kinds of chinuch. Chinuch of mitzvahs is according to the das of the mitchanech. The Mishnah in Sukkah, katan ha-yodea lihitatef, oviv, is mitzvah, he buys him mitzitzis. Yodea lenanea, oviv, lokeach lululav. Yodea lishmor, gufo, tefillin. So it has to do with the yedia ha-mitzvah, if he's able to do it. If he has the minimum ability of doing it. Lenanea. That is in mitzvot aseh. But in mitzvot lo ta'aseh, so it's a mishabrur and shin mem gimal, in the same siman, where we are. The da says, where is it? The da that the gil of chinuch, the age, shiur ha-chinuch, the mitzvot aseh, hu bechol tinok lefi harifuso ve-yidioso. Good. Holdova lefin yono. If he knows Isurim, don't do malocha. So Hayav lehargilo, lishmo akidush, vehavdolo, yodea lisatef, titzis, vechanal. Mitzvah in the rabbono, mitzvah devaraisa. If he knows to light a candle, Hanukkah Hayav. Aval achinuch belo ta'aseh in the Isurim, whether it's Isur min ha-Torah or mid rabbonon, bechol tinok shehu. Mevin, that he understands, don't. That's all he has to understand. Much less than Yodea Lisa. Yodea Lisa is not easy. Yodea Lenanea, it's not easy at all. Yodea Lenanea, he has to know how to hold it, or the way you do, whatever you know how you do, but it's not easy. It may be 7, 8, and 9. It's heavy, he has to know. But Isurim, if he knows to refrain, not to do it. If you tell him don't, and he listens. Shemevin kshoimrim lo sheosur laasois ole echol. But of course, if he has no havana to understand don't, you tell him don't, and he does, and don't, and he does, and that's not shayach. So it ad mimela goes all the dinim of tznius going to there now. Now we're going to start with tznius in ktanim. Is as you had. Those in Marim Mekoymes there, there is the famous Mishabrura. The Mishabrura Paskan, the din is Azoy. Min HaTorah is V'ayam HaHanecha Kadosh V'lo Yerae Becha Ervas Dovor. Right? V'lo Yerae Becha Ervas Dovor means the Shasa Dibur Tfilah, Dvorin Shebekdusha should not be exposed Ervas. Fine? Erva doesn't mean erva mamish, bafada. Besides erva, there are other things which are erva, which are up to Chazal to say. One of them is tefach. Tefach means the length of a tefach exposed b'mekoymes that is normally in the tzibur. In that tzibur, yiddish meidlach, yiddish noshim cover it. Mokom shedar kol chasos. Fine. That is in Ayin He. Tefach v'isha erva. Zog the Mishabrura, the first Mishabrura, Bibur Halacha on the left. What is isha? Tefach v'isha erva, u'biktana migimel shonim. He brings Psanachron, biktana is migimel shonim. So according to that, bringing children, girls, to shul with short sleeves, I mean to say sleeveless, here, it will be a problem. The machshil, the tzibur, chas v'sholim. Yeah. I remember in the yeshiva in the Mir once, at the beginning of the Rosh Hashanah, that the Olam was yet, it was fresh. The Kulil was one of the first young Galaitin in the American crowd in the 1960-1970. The Olam was not aware. The Mashgiach put a petek in the door, not to bring a bus, the Malam Gimel, unless she's fully dressed as a Gadolah, which is the knee over, by sitting also, and that's simple. Then the legs, all the way down to the foot, means socks, or Vados is up to Mendoz. Yeah, and the elbows, up to the elbow. Why the Mishnah Berurah? Why? And that's the gil of Tefach Be'isha Erva. At home will be the same problem. It's not only in the shul. We'll prevent the father or the mother to say brochas while children are walking around, girls are walking around, not properly dressed. Not properly dressed according to the Bior Halacha. In Bito, yeah, in Bito. But other girls, when they visit other homes, which today is normal, so that will cause a problem to the neighbor. And his daughter to your house. I cannot tell them, don't come and don't go. So it's Dovar HaNimna not to dress them properly, unless you tell them, Beta Asurim. It's not possible. You cannot keep them in the house. So Bito is no problem. Obeyenem's Bito is a problem. And they come in on Shabbos, Kiddush, benching, learning, all that is a big problem. It's Yadua the Shita Sahazonish. That is Chole clearly on that Biur Haloche. Chazonish said, no, it's not Gimel Shonim, it's not a Shir, because Gimel Shonim is Rov Lebia. That's a Shir Haloche Le Moshe Mesinai. That the Ktana, there is no Shem Bia until Gimel. And after Gimel, then it is a Shem Bia. Legabe whatever, legabe Beulo, Lekoen Godol, legabe anything, legabe Chiyuv, a Godol Shebo al Ktana. Is the Malam Gimel, the Godol is Chayav. The Mantam Gimel, the Godol is Potter. The Ktana Zichah Potter, but the Godol. The Godol is Chayav after Gimel, that's called Bia. Under Gimel, the Godol is Potter. So once she's Bas Bio, her Bia is considered a Bio, Mimela, that's the din of Tefach Be'isha Erva. The Chazonish disagrees, Cholek. It has nothing to do with Bas Gimel, has to do with the height of the child, the way the child develops. So some threes are average, and some fours are small, and some threes are very tall and very developed. Or four, or five, or six, there's no age there. Depends how is she developed physically. Which then there is Shayach Hirhur. That's a Chazon Ish Shita. The Olam thinks that, Mimela is no problem. Wait. Mimela is no problem. I could bring my daughter, six, seven, whatever she has. In fact, Rav Yoshiv says that the tzibur that wants to hold like the Chazon Ish, the miut cannot force them to hold like the Mishnah Berurah. Let's vote here. So the Olam, Stama, the Hitz, the Mokom, Mechves, they want to hold like the Chazon Ish, or the Fashtein Azuv the Chazon Ish, not only because you need it, because you Azuv, you understand it. The miut will vote, no, we follow the Mishnah Berurah, we are Einek Lach from the Chofetz Chaim, and we follow the Mishnah Berurah, and we're going to vote. Zokter, the miut, the roiv, the miut cannot be mechayiv the roiv. Fine. But that's only legabe, the davening. Could we daven here? Yes, we could daven. Yes, al milismoch ha-chazon ish. But the chiyuv of the father to be mechanech her in tznius, that even the chazon ish was machmir. It doesn't say. So Rab Chaim writes, Meshem the Stipler, that Mistama is around 7. 6-7. The height of 6-7 is already developed. I don't know, it's hard to understand this. Gedolim know. But that's only, Rav Chaim says, in a Sefer he says it, that the Chazon Ish only meant, like, betefach be'isha erva, in ken erva nisht, when she's 5 or 4 and she's medium. But like, be the chiyu of the father, lehadricho, betznius, that's zichr chayav. The zikr is chayat to be madrich her betznius.
From three.
What's the difference? If she's not. Nein. Legab bedin erva. So it is not goyrim hirhur. But could you feed, hine, could you feed a zach to a cotton that now it's heter gomur? But when he would grow, it would be an issue.
Can you feed him chametz today because on Pesach it's going to be awesome?
No. There's a garnished. No, could you feed him now a zach that now it's not erva, garnished? Because Chazonish says until seven is garnished. But as a zach, when it be godol, will be erva. So you margil him to do that.
We feed the kids on Yom Kippur even though they're
not... Nein. Yom Kippur is letzorcho in Sakone. Without food, he has fish on it. Of course you have to feed. Could I feed him? I mean to say, can I give him a zach, which now it's mutar, but has fish on him. He's not going to sell it. He's going to grow. So when he grows, it will be also. Pochos, let's say the Chazanish year is six. Pochos mi six is not erva, garnished, the war, but no problem. But when it grows, it will be erva. This place right here, from here to here. Now is a stick horse. It's a stick horse, garnished, there's nothing, no here. But this, when you grow, will be erva. The same place. So what's a heter? So that's what the Igros Moshe writes again and again and again. Can I mechanech a cotton? Isn't good. On lulav, an etrog, Shaul borrowed. That's it. Well, it's not his. If I give it to him, he can't be makne back to me, so I don't give him. So I give him Shaul. It's etrog, it's not a lemon. But Shaul is no good. Will grow, Shaul is no good. Now he has an etrog, what's the difference? What? But does that the same etrog when he's growing is not good because of arm. The same arm. Excuse me? I give him for mitzvah, yeah. Yeah, I give him for mitzvah, but I'm not makne him. Chinuch, 7, 8, 9, 10. If I'm makne to him, halacha, he cannot be makne back to me.
Right.
And I need it tomorrow. Right. So instead of halacha, don't be makne to him. Very nice.
I need it tomorrow.
Let's say I need it.
No, because you can borrow tomorrow.
No, you can't. First 2 days. In Chutz La'aretz, you can't. I'm talking here. Here, you need it tomorrow. Oh, I need it today. I didn't do it yet. I do my son first. Mm-hmm. I need it today, not tomorrow. I do myself, my son first. Then halacha, don't be makne him because then you're stuck. You can't get it back. He cannot be makne. Fine. So give him Shaul. Shaul is no good when he grows. Is in that diyun, I'm not going into that, Ramosha brings the raya that lemaise, you cannot feed a cotton, you cannot give him not a mitzvah, not an isur, zichanish, that now is not an isur, but tomorrow is an isur. Because you marking him to do an isur. He's going to be trained that up to here is fine. There's no problem. That's why you margil him. So Avada the Chazanish didn't mean that the father has no chiyuv to buy long sleeves or whatever, half sleeves. Only legabe din tefach v'isha erva, kevan shezelo me'orer shum davar, because he's like a baby. And that's not me'orer hirhur gornish, me'mela, there's no din from erva. The din of tefach v'isha erva, it's not erva. Erva is erva, it's not erva. Chazal measure that since it brings hirur, ze kemo erva. It's deoraita, no problem. Tefach b'isha erva is deoraita, beseder. Se'ar, koil, all these zachen are not erva. Erva is erva. Velo ye ra'e becha ervas dova, erva is erva. Kol, dos yestus. Kol, se'ar, ve tefach. Fine, so Chazal explained it, added, in Shnef Kamina. But he does not hear it. Faseder. Aval chiyuv tzniyus, no question about it, Rab Chaim, the Chazonish, the Feter, the Chazonish, never meant that there's no chiyuv on the father to, or the mother to buy her a dress, a proper dress, over the knees and over the elbow. Beide. Beide. He meant, I'll read it to you. Today everything is The Sefer from, sure you know, Rabbi Falkin Gateshead. It's in English and it's in Hebrew. On Tznius, Modesty. It's in English and then became in Hebrew. Yeah, okay. Later he wrote another one, Levusha Shel Torah. A ganze Sefer. He quotes there the Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim meant, that the Chazon Ish meant only legabe dos. The itznius of levush, that's princess, isur chomur, which you learn from Soto, from Para Rosh Aisha. So the whole idea is totally kazakh. How do you feed it to her? How do you give it to her? Raklek, a behir who is not hero. D'akor. Mimela the Chazon Ish is moide, mimela is the chiyuv on the parents. Yeah, in a can.
So what about the hair?
No, the hair not. The hair even besulas. No, even when she's 20.
Why?
The mina.
Because when they get older, they're going to be awesome.
No, the head is only Nesuo.
When they get married, it's
going to
be awesome.
Nah, there's no chiyuv like that. No. There's no chiyuv to be noheg now like married. You're not married. No. No. Chinuch is to do like Gdoilo. Not like Nesuo. Chinuch is to do like married. She's 3, she's 12. That's all. But not 3, she's married with 7 kids. I'm saying. That's not chinuch. Chinuch is 3, it becomes 12. All right. Is again. Oh, what is it? Oh, here you are with it. It's in a sefer.
She's 7 and showing erva, but you were also not to let her wear that.
Exactly.
The father is not here.
The father is not absent. Lehav, the Chas Shalom, an adopted child. What do I know? The father didn't come to shul. He's not here. The aunt is taking care of her. The aunt is taking care for this week. Parents went away. The aunt wants to dress her sleeveless. She has no chiyuv chinuch. Goodness. She comes to shul. The Sharia Tzibur could continue. Why? We hold like the Chazon Ish. No problem. Father comes back. Next Shabbos. Back. No, that's chiyuv chinuch. Come on, that's chiyuv chinuch. That's for sure chiyuv chinuch. The sefer mistama, you have it. Ishe Yisroel. V'chein shamati merav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. That everything is tolu, efsha lehokel ke Chazon Ish. That everything is tolu b'metzias shel agadlus hayalda, zot omeret the height. But leinian chiyuv lehalbisho bitzniyes kosav agrach kanievski she'ag hazonish moide lemishna brura shehu megil gimal vechen hu beorchos rabbeinu. This is Orchos Rabbeinu from the Stipler, someone who wrote. Amichtav me'arav el Yoshiv she'imroi v'atzibur v'bet haknesset rotzim minhok k'tishitas hazonish en biyad hamiut lehitnaged lahem. They have no koach to lehitnaged.
That's a shul that everybody's adopted.
No, the Chazon Ish.
Not the Geya.
All the parents are over. No.
Everybody went away.
No. All the parents, the father is oblivious to this halacha.
He doesn't know about it.
He doesn't know about chinuch. He didn't come here. I don't know, maybe that's what I saw. He didn't hear the chiyuv chinuch. He doesn't know. He brought the shat. So the shat should stop or should it continue?
Yeah.
He's reading Megillah, and the children come the night of Purim, the day class. And the dress as oi. And he's reading Megillah. Oh, and the father is oblivious. Well, you're not going to chase him out, you know, because he doesn't do his chiyuv chinuch. You're going to tell him out.
Right.
Oh, yeah, don't do that. You don't give him shlishi, give him chamishi.
The Rosh saying this only applies in shul, not in the park.
The chiv of the father or the mother, and chinuch of tznius is, I don't care where she goes.
What does the Ber Halacha say? I get out of
the bitoy. Bitoy? In bitoy means at home. Well, I don't care where. the father could say kiddush in the presence of the sleeveless daughter.
Because it's not
known
here.
Because bito is a mutter. By the way, Alpidin, there's a certain age that he could sleep together and the same bed of
Philo. Yeah, how was he able even to have her be there if it's Chinuch, she should have been addressed?
Correct. He doesn't address that now. Yeah, true. Here he's talking, could you say that Dvorim should be Kedusha? Dvorim should be Kedusha bifne erva, if you said it by the Eve, you have to repeat it sometimes. It's a Chomul Dikazach. The Chiyuv Chinuch is something else. That's in Shin Mem Gimel. This is Ayin He. And that's in Shin Mem Gimel, Hilchos Shabbos. No, Chiyuv Chinuch is something else. He's Oyver on Chinuch, he's Mevatel Mitzvos Chinuch. Now let's go what the next step, see whatever, another application of Tzniyos, which is mixed schools, classes, camps, I don't know what else.
So people are lenient on pajamas, they'll let up a kid with short sleeves, even beyond the age that
they make them? Girls, you mean?
Girl. She would never wear short sleeves out of the house, but for pajamas, people are lenient. Is there any bonga to be make? Because the father else, the...
No, Mistama, now Mistama, a beged which is only for the bedroom, let's say, or for the night, which never no one goes out with it.
So till what age would that be appropriate to allow a child to wear pajamas?
By the way, no shim too, I don't know. When she's tohor, I have no idea. There's no shear for that. Din mamash could the isha tehoira wear what's his name, a robe, a short sleeves, maybe. We don't do it, but maybe. Could she sleep with a nightgown, short sleeves? Maybe. Ramoshi has a few tshuvas about the mixed, the schools, the classes, the grades, etc. I'll read a few of them. The first one is the main one is Yerodei Akuf Lamed Zayin. Bedvar limud b'machlaka achat, which means in one grade, yeladim ve'yeladot. Izvadai af liktanim v'ktane ktanim izen ruach hachomim lecha emenu. Ve'av she'adayin em bahim yitzhoro ve'em bahim chshash hirhur ava tzarich lechanech otam le'etrachek min anoshim. Again, the same story. Let's say if, I don't know, he doesn't say the age. Let's say 5 years old and a 5 years old child. Not Shaykh Hiru by them. Not Shaykh Hiru between them. Yo, but you know, mechanic them to be separate. So again, the Chinuch comes back. Adraba, u mechanic u margilo tam lahepech, lehit karev ze la ze, vi israglu mize. Then it will be already part of their style. Now, there's an Indian from Chiyuv Chinuch. Seems to be was Michael and a certain. This goes to Detroit in 1954. A certain Rav there, a Menahel Yeshiva Space Yehuda, I don't know. In Shin Yudalit. Ma she'iskamti lehakel hu rak b'shas hadchak, shelo efshar la'asot another school, boys and girls, shehu, otherwise they go to public school, which is lelo emuno ulelo ma'isim, v'chen adiv she'ilmedu bebate sefer, which is al pitoero, k'shem k'tanim, tuvo, very, very young, very, very, שאין בהם שייכס איסור, כיוון שלרוב האחרונים ביארתי שאין בזה איסור. There is חינוך. He said, what can I do? If I will be able to be מחייב חינוך, but they cannot have it. So what's better? You go to public school, so they're not מקיים מצוות חינוך. איסורים they don't do, mixing 5 and 5, or 4 and 4, or maybe 6, they don't say an age. Chinuch habonus beemuno is a better than chinuch habonus bedos beafrada beafrada. In kem boruru poshut sheim yesh efsharut to do separate. You have afilu lektanot beyoter. עוד קטנות ביותר, אני אומר, it's very, very young, very small. מחויבים לעשות את כל שכן לגדולות, בין בלימוד הקודש, בין בלימוד החול. But the melam de kfir, the
melam de... That was the situation
then. Before was a... Havdi. That's one tshuva. Another tshuva, Yoradeh Ha'iyah, the same thing in Ayin Gimel. Says, בדברי הישיבות, ששעס הדחק שכתבתי בתשובה, he refers to that one, קטנים וקטנס, ללמד בכיתה אחת. If it's hefsed momon godol, if they're not going to do another school, שעס הדחק. אבל אם הוא הוצאה גדולה, if it's very expensive, they're chayav to spend as much as. להוציא סך גודל ביוסר. במידה מרובו ביוסר, גם כן, unless, again, unless he's... Another tshuva he has also, he has a few tshuvas. Im yakilu bektanim biyoter yomru gam al b'nei tesha ul b'nei eser. That's also mutar. If you make it by 6, you make it by 9. Or 6 by 7, you make it by 10. Another tshuva, tafshim mem, that's already... כבר ידוע ומפורסם מה שכסבתי לאיזה מקום יש בדוב הלימוד ביחד ילדים וילדות ונתפס פה, printed here and printed there ומרוב הפשיטוס אין האריך ואני גומר בברכה שבזכוס העשייה הזו ודא יעזור השם שיסקיימו שני בתי ספר so that's a very hard in out of towns and they went camps the marshal you know camps, at what age? Yeshiva is Meila, there's no other option, camps too. Going to a pool, to an ocean, to whatever. So depends if the mother takes a son, that's worse than if the father takes a daughter. If the mother takes a son only up to 3, when the son is 3. After that he has but when the father takes a daughter, basically up to 7, 8, that's Achra Nisa. Interesting. Not the same age. Can the mother take a son to swim with her, with a Nashim? It's up to 3 only. Otherwise, that surah stays in him and there's Mishanech on that. Excuse me, kids and kids, what I'm saying. So,
no, the only kids in the pool.
Fine, so again.
How old are they?
Kids in the pool, kids in the pool.
What age?
Kids in the pool.
Even if they're fully dressed?
Today there is a fully dressed bathing suit.
Yes.
For noshim, for midlah, for girls.
Yes.
I don't know exactly what it is, but somebody Rebetzin said there is such a thing in the market. Okay, if there is such a thing, of course, up to 8 and 9 and 10 zikr you got. Such a beggar for the girls, and that's it, and the boys regular. And the boys regular. You have a pool at home, you could bring boys, cousins, and other and the girls, 8, 9, again, according to the height. And according to, if they wear that beggar, long. It's basically. It's a dress, it's a gown, I don't know what it is. A gown, very large. But if not, it's a baya. So even a son, 3 with a mother, and the mother is a mother. What did I see? Oh, there is someone who has. Oh, yeah.
Wearing a swim gown, does she take the son older than 3?
Excuse me? A swim gown, mean what we spoke before.
Yeah, can she take the son that's older than 3?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what we meant. That's what we meant. Yeah.
What about a guy giving his lesson to Yiddish kids?
Oh no. Dangerous. A goya means an older teacher who gives private lessons, private tutoring. She's a who knows what older person, and the kid is how old? The boy.
Older than 3.
Older than 3. Depends on the goy also. Depends on him. Yeah.
How serious did you see?
Yes, a goy gam tzaddik taharog. Yes, there is a teva of people that some are more porut than others. teva, such a teva. There is some noshim who are distant by nature from the opposite sex. And some goitus are more porutz. How do they come? How do they dress? How do they talk? And how do they sit? It's not a rule. I guess it's not a rule. We have heard of Chas v'Shalom cases. Excuse me?
I mean, if she's wearing something.
Wearing, talking, sitting, pose.
Swimming class.
Swimming classes.
Yeah.
You meant private, the lessons in the book.
Yeah,
swimming. Of course not. Counselors, swimming. No. Matzil, life save? No. That's for sure not. No, I meant to say a teacher at home.
Yeah.
Which that also has to be addressed. We have had cases in Bezdin, believe it or not, of ruining boys in the house because the tutor was a goita or prutzo, and finish, gegangen. It's not halacha l'mashiach. I have had cases, mamash in Bezdin. What to do with the son, what to do outside, what could he do? So to be very careful. Whatever you say. I enjoy your oil. You know, maybe they are tired. Whatever you like. I enjoy your oil. I just want to wrap and nothing recap and then. And there is something else, which I won't go into it. Children or girls wearing, again, pants, it's a different kind of natsanua. Until what age do you have to make sure that they don't wear pants anymore, girls? I'd say Purim, no? Start from Purim. They're dressed like, who knows, a man, a fireman, who knows what. What's with that? Because Achronim talk a lot about it. Purim. Besides the Yisur of Lo Yilbash, forget about the Yisur of Lo Yilbash. But Bichlan, a girl wants to be 10 years old, she dressed like a Mordechai Tzadik. Pants like a Mordechai Tzadik. Let's say there's not Lo Yilbash, because the purpose of wearing it is not to be mitzdame to a man or something, but to represent tzaddikim. It's pants. Pants, yeah. She's getting used to wear pants. Although she knows it's only Purim. Once a year. She's wearing pants. She's 12. She's 11. What's the age there? Don't have a Dova Borur. I don't have a Dova Borur until when? Although it's once a year. You know, once a year it's a Hergel. Could be.
Job
of
pants for a girl?
Yeah. Like before, like the short sleeve and nightgown. Like a short sleeve. Sleeve is the bedroom, basically. Again, depends. If she's going to run down the stairs and go out. Depends how the home room.
The kids will see, though. The children will see. Isn't that like the same thing as a baby?
The brothers, you mean siblings?
No, her children. Let's say mother.
Not the mother. I'm talking about the children first.
The children.
Yeah, the children. Let's say the mother when she's tall, or say the mother privately in her own room. Something else. I'm still not supposed to say in the own room.
Not like a baby.
No. It's a short sleeve nightgown. But the children would, like you said, pajamas or something similar, or short sleeves for girls. The hardest part is to bring them to shul by the manner without stockings. That's a problem. 4 years old, according to Mishnah Berurah, you cannot daven. Very simple. Bring your daughter, 4 years old, very able, very fine. She doesn't move, but she's there. And he's doubling. or anyone is down. Exactly. It's a notion. The mother didn't come, but the Abba wants to bring her. She's a good girl. She deserves. That's the hardest part of all this Indian. To put the stockings at 95 degrees and to finish your Shabbos. Although you mechanech her to Dovar Shebekdusha, because every Isha who goes like that outside with stockings, an older Isha who goes like stockings, she sits on the first row in Gan Eden, and the first. Now we don't sit there. They sit there when it's 95 and they wear stockings and long sleeves and basically covered. They are back sitting in Gan Eden. Backs in front. We sit in the back. I sit in the back. They sit in the back sitting in Gan Eden. Any Isha who is Shomer the Tznius, you sit after Zion in the summertime and 95 and 100 degrees and a humid day. Here in New York, Neshkenef Kaminavu, in Abrak, these are the princesses of Klal Yisrael. So. Or broken to you. Shukatu.